Okay, hello everybody and welcome to the Tuesday night health and wellness education call. As I said earlier, my name is Shan Stratton. I'm owner of Core Health Products, a company that believes in and teaches and provides the education as well as the products needed for people to live an alkaline lifestyle. We've seen so emphatically over the past really four and a half years that I've been involved, that people really are missing great information and simple techniques and simple things that they can do that will allow people to live and be healthier. This call is done on the last Tuesday of every month, and we're going to be doing it more often. But I want everybody to know that our goal on these calls is not to sell anything. Our goal is to educate. We've been doing this for over 40 years now. We have had well into the thousands of guests on our calls. And part of our mission is to provide that education that people need to improve their quality of life. I think that each of us on this call would agree that we're in a day and age where there's more information available to us than ever before in the history of our country. There's more information about diet. There's more information about exercise. There's more information about alkaline water. There's more information about all those different things. But the true fact is, and the sad fact is, we're still going the wrong way. We have more sickness, more illness, more disease, more challenge right now in America today regarding health than we ever have before in the history. That tells me and tells us as a company, folks, that it's not from a lack of effort. It's that the information being shared out there is not working. That was part of what drove me over 20 years ago when I started into this industry. I committed to look at the things that change the quality of health, and that couldn't be based off of financial gain. It couldn't be based off of hype. It couldn't be based off of what is popular in the industry. It had to be based off of basic, going back to the very basics of nature. And that's what has allowed me and my company to build a company that is able to provide this information, as well as now over the past 4.5 years, be proudly representing an alkaline water company called Enagic that teaches the need, that teaches and provides the tools, the technology to let everybody have access to an alkaline ionized form of water that is nothing more than going back to the very basics of nature and how that water was intended for each of us to consume on a daily basis. Now, in part of our attempt to bring the proper education to each of you that are willing to come in and listen to our calls and listen to our information, we try and bring experts in on these calls. I by no means am an expert in all the different areas that are needed. We try and bring in business leaders. We brought in experts in the field of alkalinity. We brought experts in the field of athletics. We've had professional athletes, professional trainers, strength coaches. We've had business builders. We've had various different people on these calls, and that to me is part of what makes this call so unique and so different, is you can come on here, you can relax and know that we simply want to share information that will allow you the knowledge, that will allow you the confidence and the tools to improve your and your family's quality of life. Now, with that being said, we have a very special guest tonight, a very close friend of mine. I'm fortunate enough to get to spend time with Dr. Horst Filter quite often, I would say at least once a month, and I've learned so much from this individual, not only about alkaline water, but about life. I've learned so much from him about friendship, about loyalty, about hard work. This is a gentleman that I have great respect for. Many of you may not know his credentials. He's a Harvard graduate. He is a vascular surgeon. He was in Vietnam, worked as a captain of surgery out there. Just an unbelievable individual. Went on, as I understand, to be a head of surgery in at Cambridge Hospital and taught at Cambridge University. Folks, all of those credentials and all of those things that I can say about Dr. Filzer are important, and they're certainly great things to have. They're motivational, they're impressive, but none of that to me even comes close to the way that this gentleman interacts with the people out in the field and in the industry. Dr. Filzer is someone that has a true passion for getting close to people and helping them find ways to improve their quality of life. I'm so honored to call you friend, Dr. Filzer, and I thank you, as always, for taking your valuable time for being on our call tonight. I know the listeners always benefit from you being on the call, and so I welcome you to the call and thank you again for being here.
Well, thank you very much, and I really appreciate it. Appreciate being here, and appreciate having the opportunity to say a few things that I think may be helpful to human beings and may be helpful to people outside. I tend to try to keep things simple, and I think that nothing is more important in human health than appropriate nutrition and hydration. And when you get these elements properly into the dietary regimen in association with some exercise and some forms of just relating well to other human beings, I think that is the core and the key to good health. I think that things like alkaline water are a great adjunct. I think that probiotics, enzymes, the different things, nutrients, can be helpful. But ultimately, the bottom line is that we need to live our lives with a degree of moderation. We need to find ways to get joy in our life and to relate well to others. And on top of everything else, I think we really need to avoid things deliberately that don't make sense, that shouldn't belong in your body. If you look at a nutritional product and you look at the ingredients, and any of the ingredients have more than 8 letters, don't eat it. It indicates there are chemicals in there. It indicates that they are altered, and you don't need to do that. Shop on the outside of the grocery store, in the areas where they got the vegetables, the meats, and what have you, not in the middle aisles, because that's usually processed food. So anyway, like to hear what you have to tell us tonight about the latest advances in your industry, and I'll be happy to answer questions.
Well, I certainly do appreciate that, Doctor, and you are 100% right. It's been pretty common knowledge, and probably most everybody knows that nutrition and hydration and exercise, that most people, I think, know. It's inherent that they understand, oh, yeah, those things are important. But there's so much information out there that contradicts one another that a lot of people get confused, and that's one of the things that I take great pride in, is trying to provide a product and an educational process that people understand, regardless of what product or what you're doing. If you'll go back to the very basics of nature, and that's what really was one of the important parts about when I was introduced to Enagic and Compton Water, was they had taught me that what we're doing, Doctor, is nothing more than taking our current altered water that is in our aquifers and that is in our wells and that comes through the city pipes or comes in bottled water or however you want to look at it. We simply have a technology that is able to take all of those kinds of waters, regardless of the basis, and turn it back into, if you will, the water that was intended from nature in its same format, for the lack of better terms. And that's really what I had taught throughout the years in my own company, Doctor, was how do we get back to the basics of nature? And so if you would, take a few minutes and share with the listener, because I know we have a lot of people on the call, as well as a lot of groups. I heard Steve Gutberg and his group out there. I know that we've got a group, Mike John, in North Dakota with a big walk group calling in. I know Jim Gilliland is another one. He's called in with his group tonight. So take a few minutes, Doc, and with this audience of well over 200 people now, it looks like, share with them the basics of what this technology does and why we're so fortunate to have access to it.
Well, let me say the following, that in the early 40s and 50s, there was a belief and there was evidence that there were certain areas of the planet, of this globe here, where people lived a lot longer and lived much healthier lives. And it became associated with areas in the Russian Caucasus, in Nepal, and in Hunza and other places. And the common denominator appeared to be water from glaciers. And the glacier water was alkaline, and the glacier water had great taste and great ability for people to enjoy it and live a longer life. Now, at that point, it was not exactly known why that was, but when you have a glacier, the water that's produced is ionized, and the reason is the movement of the glaciers produces currents that result in a charge being put into the water and into the ions within the water to make them active and, in this situation, alkaline. This technology was first developed by the Russians, who duplicated this by electrolyzing standard water. Now, the naysayers are going to say, look, you cannot ionize water. When you ionize water, it makes hydrogen and oxygen. That is indeed true for 100% H2O, namely distilled water. But regular water in nature is not distilled water. It has minerals in it, and therefore it can be ionized. The technology that the company that employs me and the company that I highly respect is one which ionizes regular tap water after it is thoroughly filtered, particularly for chlorine, and then produces an alkaline water analogous to glacial water. That water has three properties. It is alkaline, and because of that, it can neutralize acid, and that has unequivocally been proven in animal models. It is also microclustered, which means that the usual number of molecular aggregates, which are in the hundreds and fifties for ordinary water, are reduced to smaller aggregates, like in the petagrams and hexagonal water, which allows for better absorption. And this particular feature allows the water to get from our ingestion into our bloodstream more quickly. And then finally, because the water is electrically charged, it has an oxidation reduction capability. In the case of alkaline water, that is in the negative range. And this is the ability to scavenge free radicals. Free radicals in our system are bad news. Those are elements that are charged positively, and they can do things like attach to basement membranes and cause damage, allowing things like plaques to form and eventually allowing occlusions of blood vessels and a variety of other things that are detrimental to us. So therefore, this antioxidant ability of the water is indeed a very novel and a very good thing for us as far as prevention of oxidative damage within our system. And that's also been scientifically shown in a large number of different experimental situations in animals and even in submammalian species. And so it is a real thing, and it's certainly something that we can benefit from. How's that?
Well, Doctor, yeah, that's very, very well put, and I think that the listener has to be intrigued by what we're talking about there. Let's take that now one step further, because we know, and if you're just if someone on the call tonight, make sure that they give you more information on all three of those properties that the good doctor is talking about. And then, Doc, let's take that discussion and go a specific direction with it regarding immunity. So often, as you know, people relate immune system directly to, oh, I've got to take more vitamins, and I've got to put some herbs in my diet, and I've got to stay warm. And very, very seldom do people say, okay, for my immune system to stay good and strong, I've got to improve or increase my alkalinity. And there are multiple ways of doing that, certainly one of which is incorporate a highly alkaline water into your diet, and the other is to reduce acid production from foods that we're consuming, which I'll talk about here in just a minute. But take a few minutes and share with the listener specifically how either becoming more alkaline or staying alkaline is a value for this coming flu and cold season.
Well, look, the human body functions best at a pH of 7.38. And that is an alkaline pH. And anything that deviates from that towards the acidic side, namely less than 7.38, is potentially detrimental. When you get down to a pH of 7.1, it is literally incompatible with life. The cellular metabolism slows down. More acidic products, namely lactic acid, are produced that can't be washed out. And cellular death is imminent unless you can reverse that. Now, I don't want to overdramatize this thing. The body is very smart, and the body is very good at maintaining our pH balance. But there is no downside whatsoever to putting an alkali in there that the body can incorporate to maintain that tightly regulated pH, because it is virtually impossible to overshoot the mark. If that pH were to get higher, it is real easy for the body to get rid of that in the form of respiration and kidney function. So when you drink alkaline water, it is a myth that you can overshoot the mark and be too alkaline. And so it is a wonderful thing to make certain that your pH balance is always on the correct side. And when that is the case, all of your organ systems function on maximum capacity. Your immune system functions on maximum capacity because the pH is the governor of the metabolic activity, and it is tightly and very, very thoroughly regulated.
Well, I love hearing you say that, Doc, and I want to repeat what you just said. The pH of the body is the governor of the metabolic system. And that is so important for everybody to understand, because so often when we think metabolism, we only think of overweight, okay, or underweight, maybe one of either. Metabolism within the body has nothing necessarily to do with weight. It is the ability or inability to utilize nutrients to balance the body or for energy. And often we forget that water is a nutrient. When we hear the word nutrients, often we think carbohydrates and proteins and fats and vitamins and minerals. And folks, water is a nutrient. Don't allow yourself to forget that it is a very important, if not the most important, nutrient of all. If our body is made up of 75 or 80% water, and if that water is slightly or dramatically acidic, we're most likely going to be more acidic by nature. If that water is slightly or dramatically more alkaline, we have a much higher potential to be alkaline and hit that range that the doctor is talking about. What did you say, Doc? 7.38?
Something like that, yeah. 7.38.
Somewhere in that range. And so if we know that our body is to function most effectively in a slightly alkaline environment, we need to look at the ways that we can alkalize the body. Now, the part that I want to continue to point out on this call is that our immune system, folks, has a very, very close and tight relationship with the pH of our body. We see dramatic increases, or I can sort of, that's probably not the right word. We see dramatic fluctuations of things like the white blood cells with alkalinity and or acidity. We see a dramatic fluctuation of our probiotic count with highly acidic versus alkaline. We see various different shifts in the immunity or immune system of our body when it gets out of balance by something as simple as that pH. Probiotics is something that I have studied for years and years. Probiotics and enzymes are vitally, vitally important to our immune system and work hand in hand with alkaline water. Let me share one point with you, and that is that I would assume most everybody on this call understands the detriment of acidic drinks, such as carbonated drinks or sports drinks, energy drinks, many of those things. Most of you probably seen a demonstration that influenced you to get away from those types of drinks. In fact, most of you would probably even say, man, I'm not going to drink carbonated drinks ever again because they're so damaging. Please understand, and I want to preface this statement by saying again that I am as big a believer and fan and promoter of alkaline water as there is in this country, but I also want you to understand that undigested foods can and will cause a more dramatic spike in acidity, even more so than carbonated drinks. So if you're one of those that are so convinced, rightly so, and granted I am so proud that you are, that you will not drink carbonated drinks, you will not drink sports drinks, you will not do some of those liquid acidic drinks, you need to also be as emphatically convinced that we have to look at how do we improve the breakdown of the nutrients we are consuming and how that relationship ties to our immune system. So with that said, Doc, first of all, is there anything to add to that? And second of all, let's talk a little bit about the probiotic activity and the probiotic count, if we can, and how that relates to immunity as well.
Well, you know, Sean, I'm not an expert at probiotics per se, except that, you know, good nutrition provides us with the building blocks that we need to feed our immune systems, which produces globulins, which are precursors of proteins and which are complex metabolic units, and they depend on appropriate digestion so that they can get into our bloodstream, and this is where probiotics and enzymes come in. Needless to say, if we all had a perfect diet, if we only ate absolutely pure fruits and vegetables, if we avoided any kind of processed foods and so on, we would probably get enough of these things in our diet, but the reality is that this isn't happening in our society. So whatever we can do to augment this is our benefit.
Well, I loved what you said a minute ago. Probiotics and enzymes work hand in hand to allow, I guess is the right word, for nutrients to get through our GI tract for absorption. Folks, regardless of what nutrient you are consuming, let's say that the cold season is coming on, so you know, man, I've got to really bolster up my vitamin C, or I'm gonna take an additional this or that, or whatever it is that you've heard improves the immune system. I'm gonna eat more of these foods or those foods. Even the most nutrient-rich foods, if they can't be metabolized or utilized in the body, then it's not going to boost our immune system whatsoever. Let me give you a very basic understanding of the body's number one defense against bacteria once it passes the skin. Okay, our skin is obviously our first line of defense. We don't want bacteria coming in the body. Now, once it does get past, whether it be on food we're eating or the air we're breathing, once that bacteria is consumed in the mouth, okay, that bacteria is looking all the way through that tube. It is looking for a place to lodge itself and begin to grow. And as those bad bacteria begin to grow, they beat the good bacteria, which are referred to as probiotics. Those bad bacteria, if they are beating the good bacteria because of a lack of, then we have a sore throat, we have an ear infection, we have a sinus infection, we have a urinary tract infection, we have a yeast infection, we have any type of gastrointestinal infection. Almost every single case of those are because of a deficiency of probiotics. Probiotics are living bacteria. Their sole and primary responsibility is to, not sole responsibility, I apologize, one of their primary responsibilities is to kill that bad bacteria that is coming in. So we have to bolster that immune system. That is our first line of defense. It's not our white blood cells, guys. It is that those probiotics. And so we have to replenish them every single day. Now, why do I say that? And why is that a topic on this call? Because, guys, probiotics are extremely sensitive to specific pH ranges. If our pH is out of balance, those probiotics cannot cultivate, they cannot grow, they cannot do the things that they need to do to kill that bacteria that we know we are going to be faced with this coming cold and flu season. It's more imperative now than ever before that we balance the body's pH by changing the largest component of our body, which is water. Alkaline water every day. Alkaline water that is ionized, so we have antioxidants to reduce that oxidative process that goes on within the body. We then have to look at balancing the pH secondarily by increasing the breakdown of the foods that we are consuming, which are enzymes. And thirdly, making sure that we are replenishing every single day those good bacteria that their primary job is to kill the bad bacteria. The things that kill that those probiotics every single day, number one is antibiotics. Number two, closely behind it, right there together, is acidity. Whether it's from carbonated drinks, whether it's from coffee, whether it's from soda, whether it's from bottled water, whether it's from sports drinks, we have to balance the pH. And balancing that pH is, in my opinion, the number one most important thing that we can do to allow our immune system to function most efficiently and properly. Would you agree with that, Doc?
Yeah, I would agree with very much, and I think that is an absolute excellent way to approach the problem about the oncoming flu season and colds and what have you. But I'm going to introduce a little curve here in the sense that I am a surgeon by training. I wonder how many people know how many times they wash their hands in a day. If you ask people, they don't wash their hands more than 3 or 4 times a day at the most. Here is a thing that you can do in the cold and flu season. You can carry a little bottle of an antiseptic designed to wash your hands. And in each encounter with a doorknob of, uncertain quality or a handshake or what have you, wash your hands, wipe them off. The effect is cumulative, and if everybody did it, we would make such a huge dent into transmission of the types of diseases we're talking about, flu and cold. They're transmitted by touch, they're transmitted by breath, they're transmitted by other contact. And so I know this wasn't designed for the talk, but hand washing, really make a ritual out of it. It's the smartest thing you can do in the cold and flu season, you know, next to appropriate nutrition.
Well, I think that is very important, Doc. I mean, you know, the little things like that that people can do, it's important for all of us to hear. You know, to be honest with you, it never crosses my mind, and then you bring it up like that, and I realize, man, I don't wash my hands nearly enough throughout the day, yet I'm shaking hands many times every day. I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and there's got to be bacteria all over my hands. So that is a great point. There are other things that people can do, and we'll talk about those as well in just a minute. But I also want to reiterate, just as you're saying, Doc, that bacteria is on pretty much everything when we look at it. Even foods that are washed, when we consume them, there is still bacteria. Now, if we wash it right and we use 2.5 and things like that, there could be significantly less, but there's still bacteria entering into our body each and every day, and we have to make sure that our probiotics are strong enough to fight those. I want to make one... go ahead.
So, absolutely. The thing is, we live in an environment of bacteria. Our colon is raging packed with bacteria. These bacteria, in general, are our friends. When they're in the perfect balance, they aid in digestion. They aid in actual absorption of certain vitamins. They do a lot of good things. When they're out of whack and when they're in trouble and the bad guys take over, that's when you get C. difficile enterocolitis. That's when you get typhoid fever. That's when you get salmonella. That's when you get the things that are really detrimental to our general health, because that barrier provided by good natural bacteria that live within us and without which we can't exist, when that breaks down, we're in trouble. There is the importance of the probiotic. Right there is where that guarantees pretty much a persistence and a constant supply of the good guys in your colon and in your distal small bowel.
Great, great, great point, Doc. And that was laid out in a great way. Folks, let me give you a visual as the Doc was talking about. Begin in the ears and the nose and the throat. All of those drain right into a tube that goes all the way through the body that we refer to as the GI tract. That GI tract has a protective coating on the inside of it that is made up of all of those probiotics or good helper bacteria that the doctor is talking about. Now, here is the important thing for you to understand. You have heard people in the past talk about, oh, you've got to take probiotics on a daily basis. They're important for absorption. They're important for utilization. They're most important for our immune system. They make certain vitamins for us, B vitamins. If you're deficient in B vitamins, guaranteed you're deficient in probiotics. So often people run to a health food store and they buy a probiotic. Now, understand, guys, that there are multiple different probiotics through that entire GI tract from ears, nose, throat, all the way down through the colon, and each and every region has a different pH that very specific probiotics activate, colonize, grow, and do their job in. So if you're taking a probiotic, or if you go to the store to get a probiotic, that probiotic must have a blend of multiple probiotics, not quantity. Okay? Many companies are saying, oh, we have Acidophilus in ours, and we have, you know, 5 billion units in ours of the acidophilus. Understand, I don't care if they have 100 billion units. That acidophilus probiotic, that strain, can only live in one specific pH region. It cannot help the other regions of the body. So it may help with GI issues, but it's going to do nothing for ear infections, sinus infections, sore throat, urinary tract, or yeast infections. You may have other probiotics, such as Ruteri or Bifidum. Most products in the marketplace have a maximum of 3 different strains. Your GI tract is made up of multiple different strains. I can tell you that there's not a company in the industry. I've looked at it, I've researched it, and if anybody knows of one, then prove me wrong. No company has more strains of stabilized probiotics than we do in our digestive health products. Our digestive health and our core health pack has 14 different stabilized strains of probiotics, and all of which are specifically created to activate in their specific pH ranges. So that's how we bolster that immune system throughout the entire GI tract. Why is that important with the alkaline water? Because if we allow our pH to get even slightly too acidic, many, if not most, of those probiotics are denatured, inactive, and cannot do what they need to do, which is fight those bad bacteria. So alkaline water, absolutely every day, will boost your immune system. I have no doubt whatsoever, but replenish those probiotics and enzymes because they are just as important.
Yep, can't agree with you more.
Good. I appreciate that, Doc. We're at 45 minutes, Doc. So we've got a few minutes here, and what I'd like to do is ask you a few questions from the many questions that have either texted me or Facebooked me, and let's address a few of those. First one is. This is somebody that says, you know, I'm going to paraphrase here. They've got someone that started drinking the water, and they've always had immune challenges. They've always been sick or colds or flus or whatever else. And they started drinking the water a week and a half ago, and shortly after starting to drink the water, they caught a quick cold or got the flu. Why would that be the case?
Well, why wouldn't it be the case? I mean, do you actually think that you drink the water for a week or so and all of a sudden your troubles go away? You're sadly mistaken. I mean, you can't possibly, reduce the habits of a lifetime into a curative process by a week's worth of water. I mean, you got to persist in this. And if you happen to have an immune deficiency, which is genetic, the water isn't going to cure that. It should just optimize your defense of what is available to you. You understand? I mean, it's not like the water cannot change your genetic makeup, in other words.
Yeah.
So keep drinking it. That makes perfect sense. But if you happen to get a cold a week after you drink it, it's absurd to think that the water would be either responsible or would have been able to be enough throughout your system to have prevented the cold necessarily.
Agreed, Doctor, and that was the main reason I asked that question first is I think you and I both fight a constant battle with the incorrect explanation, if you will, or the incorrect assumption that our water, the alkaline water, Congdon water, is a miracle product. Folks, it's not. It is one of multiple different approaches to improve the balance of the body. As Dr. said, we're not going to change anything dramatically in the body as far as certainly DNA or blood pH. You know, we do not attempt, nor could we if we wanted to, change the pH of our blood with the water that we consume. Understand, and I think Doctor will back this up very strongly, that the water we provide is simply taking bad water, making it back to the way water is supposed to be, and it's going to help the body balance itself out. Doesn't mean you're not going to still get sick or have issues, but a balanced body is a healthier body.
Unquestionably.
Next question, doctor. Can the water reduce plaque buildup in the bloodstream?
Theoretically, yes, because of the antioxidant activity, because of neutralizing free radicals, which are the precursors to plaque formation. I do believe that it can do that. Now, we have not as yet been able to prove that in an actual structural function experiment, but there have been inroads into that in like the Japanese literature and in other places, and I think it's quite clear that the antioxidant effect of the water is translated into an effect that scavenges free radicals.
Yeah, very well put. And I will add to that. This is an area that I have worked for many years on, understanding that circulatory fats that are often referred to as cholesterol, in some cases triglycerides, those are also undigested sugars, often contribute to that plaque buildup. Now, whether it is that fat acting as something that holds all that together, or if it is an actual form of fat, we don't know that answer yet, but we do know that taking fat-digesting enzymes on an empty stomach allows those fat-digesting enzymes to actually be in the bloodstream and break those undigested fats down. So that's why, again, we have a product called Heart Health, specifically formulated to address hand-in-hand with the alkaline water, the increased digestion or breakdown of those cholesterol fats in the bloodstream, of those triglycerides in the bloodstream, and also of that buildup of plaque in the bloodstream. Alkaline water, or ionized water, not necessarily alkaline, our ionized water, because of the antioxidants and a broad blend of fat-digesting enzymes, I'm with Doc. I absolutely agree that we can reduce that plaque, we can reduce cholesterol, and we can improve the cardiovascular health of individuals. That obviously has to be supported with a heart-healthy diet as well.
Great.
Okay. Doc, you have time for two more questions?
Sure.
Next question then is, and someone puts a smiley face after this, so I don't know if that softens the blow or not, but they said, Shan, we know you're emphatic about probiotics, but does the doctor also believe that probiotics are as important to our immune system as you do?
Well, you know, that's kind of a loaded question. That is, you know, am I a better Christian than you or what have you? The answer is, I believe they're extremely important in our diet. There is a number of ways to get probiotics. In an ideal diet, we should all obtain them from the dietary pool alone, such as from, you know, cultured yogurts, cultured cheeses, different things like that. But the fact is, they are extremely important, and I can't make a religion out of it, you know.
I understand that, and I absolutely respect that. That certainly is respectable, and that's one of the great reasons why you and I can call each other friends, is we have no problem sharing with each other that, well, I don't see it that way, and we've had many of those discussions, and I appreciate that friendship. I've got so many other questions here, but probably a good question that many people would like here is, Doctor, can the water be a help cardiovascularly? It's kind of a little bit like the last question we had. In fact, I'm gonna skip over that one. The answer is obviously yes. To what degree, I think each person is probably a little bit different there.
As a vascular surgeon and as somebody who I think knows a little bit about the whole cardiovascular system, the system works best when the tank is full. And by that I mean when the hydration of the body is optimum. When that happens, the blood flows and the viscosity of the blood goes down. Viscosity is the stickiness that you get in motor oil. It's that factor that when we're dehydrated makes the red cells not move very well. So when we're fully hydrated, when the tank is full, the blood flows more rapidly and perfuses even the most distal parts of our anatomy all the way out into the peripheral vascular tree and back again through the venous system. And when that tank is full, when that systolic ejection in the heart takes place, and you squeeze out 65%, which is a normal ejection fraction, it does that best when the tank is full. And that's why hydration is the number one important thing in good cardiovascular health. End of story.
Well, I think that is a great way to end this part of the discussion, Doc. If that doesn't convince people that we have a job to do ahead of us, and that improving people's consumption of alkaline water isn't something that is important, then you're probably in the wrong room or on the wrong call, folks. We can absolutely attest to the fact that improving our hydration, balancing our body's pH, increasing the body's utilization of nutrients being consumed with enzymes and probiotics to help boost that immune system, then I know that we can be a healthier people through this coming cold and flu season. I will brag very quickly on my beautiful and amazing wife. I have three children, 18, 16, and 11 years old. So that makes, 45 years of childhood life, 45 years of children, if you will, when you add all of their ages together, 45 years of childhood life. And folks, I can tell you that in all of our married life, there has been a grand total of 4 antibiotics in our house or in our family in those 44, 45 years of childhood life. I have not taken an antibiotic in 20, 30, maybe even 40 years. I can't remember the last one that I've taken. And that's not to say, pat us on the back and look at us. But I will tell you that it is not an accident that balancing our body's pH with alkaline water, making sure that our probiotic count is high every single day, replenishing that every single day is important, and doing many of the things that the good doctor is talking about. So, Doc, I thank you for being on the call tonight, and is there anything additional you'd like to leave the listener with?
No, other than the fact that, be happy and be well and, take care of each other. My best for all of you.
I love those words, and I can absolutely tell each and every one of you that he means that from his heart. I get, again, to spend time with him, and he is a very passionate individual about helping improve the quality of life for everybody. So, Doctor, thank you so much for being on the call. I look forward to our next event together. And folks, if Dr. Phillips was coming anywhere near you to speak at any of the events, I would urge you to make sure you get there. It will be well worth your time, without doubt. So thank you, Dr. Phillips. Okay, couple of last things that I want to point out real quickly. There was a note here that I wanted to make and forgot to real quickly. And that is, folks, another one of the important things you can do is watch your consumption of sugar. reduce that sugar intake, especially during the cold season. That doesn't mean go sugar-free. If you can, great, but that doesn't mean you have to be dramatic. But let me share with you that the research shows that sugar consumption reduces white blood cell count. But that's not the whole story. You need to understand that sugar consumption causes a very dramatic spike in white blood cell production right off the bat. When sugar is consumed, your white blood cell count spikes, and then all of a sudden it realizes, oh, they tricked me. And it dies, and it crashes, and your overall white blood cell count then is diminished over a period of time. It weakens your immune system. But just as importantly, it shows me that sugar is seen by the body as a very dramatic poison. The studies show, and I don't have them right here in front of me, that it causes a white blood cell increase at almost the same rate as many of the poisons that they used in this study. So watch your sugars. Guys, that's something that's very simple to do, even if you cut just a little bit at a time. It's like any other habit. It's going to take a little bit of time. A couple other things I want to add real quickly before we get to our special here, and that is I want to announce a couple of meetings that are coming up. First meeting is actually next week, October 8th. So it's next Wednesday in Nashville, Tennessee, actually just outside of Nashville. It's in Franklin, Tennessee. Fred Brown and myself will be out there with local leaders, Carl Wills and Mike Tomlinson, Greg Knox, David Ebert. I mean, there's some great leaders out there. I think A.J. Krause is going to be out there. It's going to be a fantastic event. If you know anybody in that Nashville, Franklin, Tennessee area, we'd love to bring them in, teach them, answer questions for them. Again, that's next Wednesday, October 8th, in Nashville or Franklin, Tennessee. It'll be from 3 o'clock in the afternoon up until 8 o'clock or so at night, and I'm always the one that will stay and answer questions until the last person leaves. So there's that one. November 1st, there's an event I'm fortunate to be and honored to be part of in Tacoma, Washington. Jim Gilliland is hosting that event up there. Get in touch with him. Or you can always look at our Facebook page for all of these events and where they're at and all the specifics. Our Facebook is facebook.com/CoreHealthProducts, or the other way around. However you get on Facebook, you can tell that's not my expertise. But on our Facebook page, you can get all of the information on all of our events. Let's see, is there anything else that I need to bring up? Don't see anything here. We'll want to give the special that we're going to give. I want to thank everybody for being on this call. It definitely is one of our top attendance calls. As I said, I think we pushed above 200, probably nearing 250. So I hope that it was worth each and every one of you. We didn't hardly lose anybody from the call. So Dr. Filter did a great job of sharing information that was of interest to everybody out there. Again, my name is Shan Stratton, owner of Core Health Products, and I would invite each of you to check out our webpage at corehealthproducts.com, as we have multiple videos, short 3-minute videos on what are enzymes, what is alkaline water, a 3-minute section on what are whole food vitamins, what are probiotics, another whole section on why alkalinity. We've got books and CDs on living alkaline in an acidic world. That's our newest publication, our newest book. It's 130-some pages of recipes, information, and research. Dr. Filter has a segment in there. That book can be ordered from our site as well at corehealthproducts.com. Let me get you our 800 number. All of our customer service agents are actually going to be working late tonight, because we always get a huge influx of calls after this. Our 800 number, if you have questions, want more information, want to place an order, that number is 800-342-7000. 4792. That number can also be found on our website as well. Now, for the special for tonight, guys, we thanks to everybody out there and many of the leaders and other organizations that we're working with. Thanks to our association now with Nigeria that we're doing some work with. Thanks to some business that we've been doing in other countries, looking at Jakarta, Indonesia. We're growing very quickly, and thanks to that, we've had a very blessed month. We want to make sure that our special tonight reflects that and always gives back as a thank you to all of you. With the focus of tonight's call being alkaline for immunity, we talked a lot about the alkalizing potential, the alkalizing abilities of enzymes and probiotics. We have a product called Digestive Health. That product is chock full of Broglin digestive enzymes and all of your needed probiotics. You will not find another product in the marketplace that has more probiotics that are stabilized than are in the Digestive Health. I challenge anybody to find one that has more. Let me know and I'll swallow my words. We want to make sure that product is easily available to everybody. And so what we're doing is, on our website, any two products that you order, it does not matter. Each two products that you order, we are going to give you a free Digestive Health. Basically, that comes out to about a 33% discount, which is a huge discount, guys. I hope that you take advantage of that. So any products that you order, if you order a heart health and a digestive health, we're going to throw a free digestive in there for free. If you order one of our greens, our alkalizing greens products, and a joint health, we're going to throw a free digestive. Doesn't matter what it is, if you order two products, they can be the same, they can be different, we will add free of charge a digestive health. This product should be with each and every family through the entire cold and flu season. I believe that it's much more potent and valuable to boost the immune system than anything else that you can do, because it is a true blend of alkalizing enzymes and very broad-spectrum probiotics. Now, this special, of course, does not apply to case orders. It's simply buy any two products, get one for free. As you go through the ordering process, you can call our 800 number or you can order them online. There is a coupon code that you will enter in the coupon code section. That coupon code is IMMUNE. I-M-M-U-N-E. IMMUNE. You put that in the coupon code section, order any two products or four products or six products. With a limit of three free digestive health, we will put that in there. You have it for this cold and flu season. I hope that is something that you all take advantage of. I thank you all so very much for being on the call. I appreciate Dr. Filcher as much or more than he can ever imagine. Thank you guys for your continued support. Please let us know if there's anything at all that we can help with questions that you might have. Our email address is info@corehealthproducts.com. God bless each and every one of you, and I look forward to seeing you at a city nearby at one of our events. Thank you all. Have a great night, and goodbye.